Good afternoon. I just want to share some very resourceful information. When it comes to us going to sleep and taking naps and just resting our bodies and closing our eyes and our bodies are resting, be mindful of whatever we're listening to in the atmosphere. And I'm not saying things that are instrumental, because sometimes we listen to all kinds of ambient music, like the sound of the rain, the sound of the ocean. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to words being spoken, let me give a testimony. I just took a nap listening to my own self preach. And in the dream, I'm surrounded by people, but someone else is saying, you know, what I was saying on my, you know, podcast. But the thing about it is that I was trying to comprehend in the dream where I heard those words before. And then I start realizing those words that I said before. How are you saying the same thing that I said in the exact same way? Let me show you what I said before. All of that going on in my dream. And not once did my brain program itself to say, hey, Quenisha, it's because those are your words that you're saying. You understand? So we got to be mindful what we're doing, far as what we're listening to and what we're looking at, that can really, really, you know, dysfunction different areas in our brain and how the brain's supposed to actually function normally. You understand? My brain not once said to me, you know, in the dream, hey, it's because you left your recording on. No, I'm like, I heard these words before. I know exactly what I'm hearing. And all of a sudden, it took me a while to figure out in a dream, it's because I said it, but not once did I ever comprehend in the dream because I'm listening to it. So that's very important to hear, because we're not created to listen to other words while we're sleeping, because that's the time when God's words are really being heard. Because that's the time when God really speaks to us with visions and dreams in all kinds of ways, just by his, you know, still small voice in our ear, in our heart. And if there are other words that's being spoken while we're resting, then his words would not be heard. And I'm just testifying what I just, you know, woke myself up to think to be to God the glory, that he's the one responsible. But I just jumped myself out of that type of, you know, environment for me in a dream. That's not healthy at all. And then God also told me to share, you know, we have to be mindful with these touch screens, because if you're not careful, you may have witnessed that you can feel, you know, the vibration in your fingertips. You can feel the radiation in your fingertips. You know, when we go get x-rays, we have to put on a jacket, you know, to protect, because all of that radiation, and nothing but radiation is coming out the phone when we're doing these touch screens. That's why a lot of the touch screens come with a pen, inkless pen, that it touches the screen instead of our fingertips, because it can cause massive nerve damage. And another thing that God speaking to my spirit about is that device you put on your eyes, that virtuosity thing. Now, it's fine if you're, you know, playing a game, but if you're somewhere in a game that you're thinking you're about to fall, or you're thinking that you're going, you know, down, or you're going up, and many people have gotten hurt off of that game because there's a device trying to tell your brain something that is not really happening, and your brain trying to comprehend what it's seeing, which is not really real. And that's nothing but a hallucination. We don't want to cause hallucinations intentionally. That's the purpose of people being prescribed to eliminate hallucinations, because that can cause massive brain damage. You understand? I don't want my brain to dysfunction the way how it's actually supposed to function, to tell me I'm going down when I'm actually going up. And that's why when people be, you know, considered as, you know, sick mentally, quote unquote, because someone can like pain, and they think that pain feels good. I cut myself to get rid of the pain because pain feels good. I, you know, do things to harm myself because the pain feels good. But the brain, there's something that's not clicking, because brain does not feel good. It actually hurts when you get a razor and cut yourself. But there are many who have their brains thinking that, or telling their bodies that every time you put pain towards your body, it feels good to let go of emotional pain. So physical pain feels good to let go emotional pain. And that's not how the brain's supposed to function normally. Just like someone can say, oh, we could go to these boot camp sessions and let's sit in cold ice. And it's a mind thing. It's a mind thing. It's not cold. Tell your mind it's not cold, but it is cold. You're sitting in a bucket of ice. You cannot sit there and play hallucinational games with our mind, because in the long run, it's going to begin to be programmed that way and we're going to be messed up. You understand? Seriously. And even when it comes to us overeating, you know, our minds are saying, you know what? I'm full. I can't take no more. But we're still putting food in. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. And a chemical that's in marijuana, they give us the munchies whenever we do that thing and, you know, smoke that weed, and we get the munchies, but we just ate. But when we smoke, it's like we never ate. And our bodies are really full. Our minds are really trying to tell our bodies it's full. But the chemicals is telling our brains that I can actually take some more. You understand? So we have to be very careful of the things that we do to cause our brains to not function in the way they're supposed to function. Hallelujah. And when it comes to, you know, those who, you know, doing, you know, a lot of meditation and auras and all that, you know, stepping on hot coil is not going to burn. It's a mind thing. Or, you know, break bricks with your head. You know, it's a mind thing. You can do that. You're strong enough. You know, we can't mess our minds up like that. Hallelujah. So the three things that God was talking to me about, the words that we hear while we're falling asleep, it's not good to fall asleep with the TV on or the radio on if they're talking. Now, if it's just an instrumental, a sound of something without words, that's fine. But we cannot have words being said to us while we're sleeping, because that's eliminating, you know, how we supposed to receive while we are resting from the angels that minister unto us daily and God. You understand? Communing with us in that way. So I got to be very careful, because my mind wasn't even trying to tell me that it was me I was listening to. You understand? And the radiation with the touch screens, got to be very careful, because you can feel the radiation in your fingertips and it could cause massive, you know, brain damage. Not even brain damage, but nerve damage, period. And just be mindful, you know, of, you know, the virtuosity games and all those things. You know, it seemed fun, but just, you know, be careful with it. I'm not going to say stop, but just be careful. You know, you don't want something to tell your brain it's going down a roller coaster in the sense that you really feel like you're going down, that you have to fall over the couch, you know, and you're not even on a roller coaster. So there's something wrong with that. So just, you know, people sometimes when they create things, they look at us like it's up to you to, you know, purchase or not. But here goes to, you know, the instructions. But even if it can hurt you in the long run, we're not thinking long term. We're thinking about right now. So we're going to release this invention to profit right now, no matter what can happen later on. And that's why a lot of the commercials come back. If you have done this, if you've been affected by this powder, if you've been affected by this perm, and if you've been affected by this or mesothelioma and all them commercials, come on now. And it's been like, you know, 10 years, 13 years ago, you know, you are, you know, eligible for compensation, you know, because stuff like that. Hallelujah. So just be mindful. I love you. Greater is he who's in us than he's in the world.